going to finish over on Apple TV Plus with a new comedy drama series which arrived on Wednesday the 20th of March. It's called Palm Royale, and here's a clip.
I had only been in Palm Beach 2 weeks.
We don't know you.
I'm Maxine Delcourt.
But I already knew the Palm Royale, the most exclusive club in the world, was where I belonged.
Evelyn, you are the woman to know in Palm Beach.
I don't like you, Maxine.
You're very good at making things awkward.
Yep, so in true Apple TV Plus style, you've got 3 episodes dropped and then it's weekly thereafter. And this is a comedy drama and there are 10 episodes. And it's got a really great cast. It feels very much like it's got Apple TV's, you know, fingers all over it in terms of the cash. Because not only will it make a splash, they've splashed the cash, I would say, with this. This focuses around... she's called Maxine. She's played by bridesmaids Kristen Wiig, and she's cash strapped, but she's ambitious. And you know, nothing unusual about the premise of that is it's somebody who has got ambitions well above, you know, where they were, you know, where they started, I suppose. And she wants to infiltrate a group of women, particularly within this very exclusive club called the Palm Royale. Now, the situation and the location is absolutely lovely. You know, these women are absolutely, there are men too, but it's focused around these group of women. And lots of money, lying on their sunbeds, having cocktails, living the dream, and is what they are doing. And she wants to be accepted by this Florida elite, but she's got to win the approval of the Queen Bee, Evelyn Rollins, who's played by West Wing's Alison Janney. But she doesn't like her. It's quite pacey in places. It is quite funny in places too. It is a comedy drama, and it does get a bit silly at times. But it's thoroughly enjoyable. I really enjoyed seeing the kind of, I love that sort of woman who's just desperate to do whatever she needs to do, and no matter how much she's pushed down, she's going to bounce back again. You've got quite a few, as I say, quite a few stars in this as well. You've even got the pop star Ricky Martin showing his face. And you've got 90-year-old comedy star Carol Burnett. She makes a guest appearance, a cameo part. And Laura Dern, she gets to act alongside her very famous father, Oscar nominee Bruce Dern, who's 87 for the first time. So there's quite a few faces that you will recognise in this. I thought it was quite warm-hearted. I really enjoyed it, and I'd like to be part of that exclusive club, please. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I did enjoy it, and I absolutely love Kristen Wiig. She was fantastic in Bridesmaids, utterly enchanting, and she's so good at the comedy of kind of embarrassing social situations, and there's a lot of that kind of thing in this as Maxine tries to kind of ingratiate herself with these very wealthy women who look down on her. So it's really kind of colour saturated, isn't it? It looks beautiful, sunny, the fashions are great, and the hair and makeup of the time is quite bitchy as well, of course. So I hope it will be able to sustain the storyline, because episode one, she literally climbs over the wall to get into this exclusive club, and it gets kicked out quite quickly. And then she tries to befriend one of the women, and there's a really interesting storyline that explains how she gets her kind of expensive clothes and manages to pass in this world, even though she's skint, really, and she lives in this sort of pokey little kind of apartment complex. So yeah, I did enjoy it, and I shall continue watching.